Here's a little something you may remember from the good old days.
I feel so old.
You're old.
You're so old.
I'm so old.
So old.
We're so old.
You're old.
You're old.
You know, this podcast is called Senior Moments. It's not Brian Sexton's podcast. So I have this feeling this week that you should be the one that says, welcome to Senior Moments.
Welcome to Senior Moments.
And maybe start the discussion. Say hi to Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Thank the audience for listening.
It's bad radio.
Well, I don't, it's not radio. It's a podcast. There's no form.
It's a great podcast.
You can do it any way you want it to do it.
Let's do it.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
3-3, ready to go. Season starts today.
Indianapolis. Not a very good football team, nope. But a very big game for this team. And you and I know why, but let's explain it so the people listening mm-hmm. get it. 2 weeks ago, you're 3-2 and in first place in the AFC South. If you don't go and win this game, you're 3-4 and in last place in the AFC South heading into the bye week. Mm-hmm. Psychologically, that's a huge change of pace. But beyond that, you have a Bengals team that though they started 0-3, they're now 2-3. And you get a Chargers team that started 0-4, but they've won in New York and in Oakland all of a sudden. You've got teams with quarterbacks that are starting to play well. You need this game. You can't give up ground before the bye to a team you should beat.
It's not supposed to be easy in the NFL, and it never really is. You can look at the schedules all you want in the first weeks of September and think, oh, it's going to play out like this, it's going to play out like this. There's always games waiting for you.
You mean like giving up special teams touchdowns in the first half, two of them?
Giving up the Jets a couple weeks ago. The games that people think are easy, and it's easy to talk about all week, and we talk about being easy, there's really no such thing in the NFL unless you're playing a team whose quarterback is out.
And the quarterback drives everything they do.
Right. So I think it's huge for many reasons. Psychologically, which you've talked about, it's huge to go into the bye. The difference between this team being 4-3 and tied for first going into the bye as opposed to 3-4, it feels so much bigger than any other game so far because of that. Now, if you'd lost the others, then this would feel different. But the hype and the storyline, I think it's the most important game of the season for that reason. But also, it's a chance to go 2-0 on the road in the division. It's a division game. It's a division game that, frankly, you feel like you ought to win, and you feel like there's a good chance that the Titans and the Texans beat the Colts twice. That's what it feels like. So you better do it, too, if you think that this is that. And I don't think the players think that, but from an analysis point of view, you think that. I also think it's a game that they should win because I think the defensive line for this Jaguars team should be better than the Colts' offensive line. I don't know that everywhere else on the roster that's true, but I think it's true there. This team needs to win when it has that matchup advantage.
Since you mentioned the roster, I went through the Colts roster. I like to do that. I like to see what rosters look like. How healthy a team is dependent upon its roster. Mm-hmm. To some degree, the salary cap, although in recent years it's gone so big that most teams are in a pretty healthy position. But I looked at the Colts roster compared to the Jaguars roster, and obviously they win at quarterback, hands down, mm-hmm. provided that Andrew Luck is healthy, which we know he's not.
True.
But everywhere else, I like the Jaguars.
Yeah, and that usually works, and I think the Colts right now have a much better receiver than the Jaguars have.
Right. T.Y. Hilton's a different story. Luck and Hilton are the two guys that you look at and say, I'd like to have them.
Right. And that, you know, Hilton's presence is one thing that makes this a dangerous game because the Jaguars have shown when they give up explosives, which they gave up against the Jets, and by nature, the 103 and the 6-yard punt return, they're special teams, but they're explosives. I mean, they're game-turning plays. When they give up those, they're in trouble, and Hilton can do that. But the one area that the Jaguars should win is that line, offensive line.
And that's been the formula this year.
And that's what they have to win.
Right.
The Colts believe that they're a good run defense.
They're not terrible.
They've been good against Frank Gore. They were good against Carlos Hyde. They've been good when they've won. That's how they've won, is when they've been good there. That scares you a little bit, as does the fact that the Jaguars right now offensively don't feel like they can pull away from you. That's always a formula for being susceptible to upsets.
What they give up, 160, 170 yards to the Titans on
Yeah, and they gave 194 to the Seahawks.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're two
but
wins.
In other games, they have been tough on that front, and that makes them scary, especially with Fournette hurt.
Well, their two wins are against the winless Browns and the winless 49ers.
At home by three.
I get it. This is a team, and I say they should win because I think the roster's better. Their offensive line, obviously, has been reconstructed during the season. Mm-hmm. They do get Ryan Kelly back. But the big picture is that 4-3 at the bye in first place in the South with a 2-1 South record, if we offer that to you on September 1st, you're taking that. I'll take it.
It's one of those rare games where it feels like a win here makes you feel great about the first seven games.
Without a doubt.
A loss somehow makes the three wins
feel like last year.
Yeah, and it's not that in fact, because if you're 3-4, you still play the other two leaders twice. Obviously, you can still get back in.
Season's not over.
But it's just going to feel damp coming home.
Well, and you got games against the Bengals and Chargers who don't necessarily fill your stadium for you when you come back.
Right.
And we already saw what 56,777 looks like, mm-hmm. right? So you go 4-3 heading into the bye week in first place in the South. Perhaps you get a little bump. Right. Perhaps there's some interest in you when you come back. And, hey, when you're a smaller market, mm-hmm. when you're a stadium that struggles to sell out, you need every little bump you can get. You need that to be filled. That's important.
Yeah, it sure is.
Brings us to an issue, and that is the Jaguars' running game. Now, they're number one in the league, so people go, why is that an issue, right? 168 yards a game. But the Rams did something that these guys have never seen. I'm not sure I've ever seen it before. And after, let me put it this way, Leonard had 21 carries. He had a 75-yard touchdown and an 18-yard run, and the rest of the day he had 37 yards on
30 yards in the last three quarters.
Yeah.
And that that correlated, or a lot of it happened when the Rams were going, whether you call it a 6-2, a 5-3.
They had a 7-0 or a 7-point lead, and they were playing the run.
Right, and they had linebackers and defensive linemen stacking the box. And everybody knows teams do that against run-oriented teams, but I'm not sure I've ever seen teams do it as hardcore as they're starting to do it against the Jaguars. So you got to throw. You got to make plays. And here's my thing the more I think about it this week. Blake Bortles, clearly they believe from looking at the last 2 years that the way to make this offense better is to reduce his opportunities for interceptions. The interceptions are what killed you, the 55 attempts a game, too many picks, him getting hit, all that I get. But when you go so far the other way, let's not forget, this kid is not incapable of throwing a pass. And there's almost become a perception like, you know, you're talking about a guy with no arms back there. You know, I mean, right. I'm exaggerating, but that's almost the perception is, well, they can't have him throw. You've got to let him throw. You've got to let your receivers, whether it's crossing patterns, whether it's whatever, you've got to let him throw. And he did throw 35 touchdowns.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. So it's not like his arm is not physically incapable of doing the motion to throw a forward pass.
So
let him do it.
I'm starting to wonder, John, if he believes that. If the perception that he is incapable has gotten into his own head. He said something a couple weeks ago about wanting to end every drive with a kick. Kickoff, a field goal, or a punt. Well, that struck a chord with me, set off an alarm bell. Ooh, okay. Quarterbacks don't mind throwing interceptions. They don't want to throw the pick sixes, and let's be honest, it's those pick sixes that really came at the most inopportune time, or the least opportune time, if that's not grammatically correct. But quarterbacks throw them. All of them throw them.
Right.
And you better take your shots down the field this week.
What you would love for him to do is look at the stat sheet. He's got what? Is it 7-5 now? 7-4?
Yeah.
But the interceptions haven't been, for the most part, tragic ones. There was the one against the Jets, and the one the other day hurt because of where it was. But they haven't been the ones going the other way. Look, you've got to find some sort of balance. 55 is too many. But at this point, I don't see any way in the world that they can win unless they get guys out of the box. And frankly, Brian, I think it's going to take a while because I think now teams are so – one throw ain't going to do it because they're going to say, well, prove to us you can do it again and again. So I think it may take a while to get teams out of the box. I think they're in a dicey situation. They need to score this weekend, I think. They need a couple of touchdowns. They need to get them in the way they got them early the other day with a big play and with sort of a shock me drive. Because I don't know if they can do it consistently the way they did against Baltimore.
Well, it feels to me like this offense has got to get going early,
mm-hmm.
right? Like you said the other day. They've got to get that little momentum, that confidence built up. But more than that, who's he going to throw to? Who gets open?
That's fair.
Marquise Lee does get open. What's become of Allen Hurns? The tight ends are non-existent since Mercedes' three touchdowns the other day. Let's face it, the game is too big for Keelan Cole right now.
Looks it.
I mean, when you're waiting on D.D. Westbrook, who's never played an NFL game, to come back because he has that speed element,
right.
You're saying, who do we throw to?
I keep saying
Jalen Strong, get out. Let's see him. He's a big, good-looking athlete, second-round pick. Get him out there.
The receivers have to play bad. I mean, I said it last night at a radio show. There's going to be, 2001 theme music when D.D. Westbrook walks out on the field because it's like,
the hype machine is in full swing.
That's a deal.
That's the desperation.
I'd hold out if I were him. Pay me more. I'm coming back. I mean, that's the sort of hype that you've got.
Exactly.
But I think he will make a difference. Well,
he can take the top off.
There's a couple weeks to discuss that. The guys who are there now, they have to do a better job getting open. And frankly, they have to do a better job catching the ball when they are open. As much as we like to sort of slam number five in this community right now,
right.
It ain't all him.
No, it's not. I think in this game, they need to throw the ball if only to get into a rhythm going into the bye week so that you can come out and develop it,
mm-hmm.
Against the Bengals and the Chargers, who both have good defenses, and you know what they're going to come in and do.
Yeah, they're stacking the box, and then there's putting 15 guys. I mean,
you have to practice this during a game.
Yeah, I'd still like to see I'd go back and look at the film and make sure they only had 11 players on the field because it looked like the Rams had 18.
Yeah, they could get nothing done. And even though the Colts don't have Robert Quinn, Aaron Donald, Brockers, mm-hmm. They don't have Alec Ogletree and Mark Barron, they're not that talented. But
you have to be able to beat that sort of defense. The passes should be easy against that sort of defense.
It should be easier. I'll go with you that. They should be easier for sure. You say you'll stick with easy.
I'll stick with easy because when you're playing all man, three guys running one-on-one with guys, that's taking candy from a baby in this league.
All right, let's finish with this. So many people the last couple of days have come in or I've been Publix and they've asked, is this what it's going to be? Up and down and up and down and up and down. And I thought you had a great answer for it on Drive Time earlier in the week. And
thank you.
That is, what's your answer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
wasn't the great answer I was thinking, but if that's what you want to hang with.
I forget what I said.
Well, that's the league. It's the league that we're
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely.
It's not just the Jaguars. It's the nature of the league. And
it's the entire league, right? I mean, in my power rankings, which we all know how important those are.
All important.
I think the top six teams lost last week.
Yeah.
There's no great team in this league. And typically speaking, you covered the Jags under Del Rio. This was sort of what even their good seasons were sometimes.
Boo, boo, boo. 2005 and 2007, that's what they were.
And then you take off. This is not a great team, but oftentimes there are seasons in the league where a team runs off and they're 7-0 and they go and hide. Well, that happens, but that's usually an experienced team. I covered a lot of Colts teams that did that. Well, guess what? That team had a 7th or 8th year quarterback that everybody on offense knew what they were doing. They were ready to go from the start. Most really good seasons are teams are 3-2, 4-3, and all of a sudden they hit a run, and boom, all of a sudden ESPN's in town. They're doing stories on the team. Well, this team's still in position to do that. They're 3-3. Their schedule, as tough as you made it out to be that they're playing the 85 Bears every week, but
well, it's challenging.
As challenging as it is, it's not unnavigable.
Right.
This is a team that, if it gets a couple of things figured out, there's no reason that it can't do that. I wrote somewhere this week, I think the team that wins the South is going to be the team that figures out how to win 4 of 6 at some point.
All right. Well, show me where the Jaguars do that.
The next 6, they win 4.
All right.
But how?
Because you get the Colts and the Browns on the road, and you have the average person would say, well, you've got the Colts and the Browns
right
at home, right? And then you get – I'm sorry. the Colts and the Browns on the road, and the Bengals and the Chargers at home. And those are all losing records. So shouldn't you win those four?
See, I don't look at the record so much as, you know, I think this team's going to have trouble making the playoffs. Don't get me wrong. There are people who think it's going to make it. I think because of the offense, it's going to have trouble doing it. But trouble doing it doesn't mean you can't do it. They need early in games to play exactly the way they did against the Rams. The Rams is their formula, but don't give up the darn special team stuff.
If you don't.
They played well enough offensively and defensively in that game and against the Jets to be up double digits in the first half of both of those games. If this team's up double digits 10 times this year.
Well, then the defense goes crazy.
If this team's up double digits 10 times this year, they win 9 of them.
Okay.
That's my thought on that defense. So get there. Fast start your way to the Avalanche, which we saw week 1, week 3, and week 5. Then you can get 4 of 6. I don't see another formula for this team, but the good news is this team's good enough to reach that formula when it plays well.
And the good news this week is they're getting a Colts team that does not have Andrew Luck.
This Colts team plays into your formula.
Yeah.
If you play well, you can get to the way you win. There are some teams that that's tough. A team with a great quarterback and a great offensive line, you're going to have trouble getting to that formula. If you outmatch the offensive line, you can get there.
You going to bring this good stuff on Friday morning?
No. I will not.
Ashlyn Sullivan, if you're listening, we'll need you Friday morning. Jags Drive Time, 8:30 on TuneIn Radio. Thanks, John.
All right, buddy.
You want to say goodbye since you said hello?
Eh.
Goodbye.